Radio.com. Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. And every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes.
Welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you are tuning in this evening. There's a couple ways you can listen to us. You can call in to 347-857-3760 and listen to us live via cell phone or a landline phone. And at that point, if we're live, you can chime in anytime just by pressing 1. You'll go into our host queue, and our producer, Maria Di Giovanni, will introduce yourself and let us know that you're on the line if you want to join in with our guest and visit with our guest this evening. Otherwise, you can log on to the internet via your laptop, your tablet, your cell phone, any way you can access the internet. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/4Radio, and you can either just listen there or you can even sign up for a free Blog Talk account and visit with us in the chat room. So thank you, whichever way you tuned in tonight. It's going to be a fun hour, and I am feeling really blessed tonight because our host tonight is myself, and then my co-host is with me tonight, Vicki Christensen, and bless her heart, she just got back from Mexico. Vicki, are you there?
Hey, Becky, I am here. Aloha. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's Hawaii. I've got my countries mixed up. We are going to have a great evening and such a fun time, and I'll let you talk about our special guest, Becky, but I'm thrilled to be back home and looking forward to this evening's program.
Well, I am glad you made it home safely. I know Donna Lynn, I don't know if she will be on this evening or not, but I know that if she can be, she will dial in at any time, and that's our guest co-host. And I know Cody, our other guest co-host, Cody Kester, he texted me just a few minutes ago and let us know he'll be on in about 30 minutes and be joining us to visit with our special guest tonight. So with that being said, tonight, you know, She's Gone Country with Becky is all about elevating and empowering everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love country, and love the Western way of life. It's our hopes that by elevating and empowering these cowboys and cowgirls, we can inspire others that don't recognize or don't really know this way of life, as well as just bridge the gaps in the generations from the current generation to past generations to our future generations so we can keep the heart of the American cowboy and the culture of the American cowboy alive. And tonight I am really humbled and blessed. It's been a long time since I've really been able to spend some time talking with our special guest tonight. He's very well known in the rodeo community. He has made a mark for himself. To me, he has become a legend in several arenas from the PRCA to the PBR. And just anywhere you go in the Western community, if you say his name, people will know who he is and people will just sing his accolades because he's really become a, if you will, as he likes to be called, the bodyguard of cowboys. So I am welcoming to the show tonight someone very near and dear to my heart that I love with all my heart. He's five-time world champion bullfighter, Rob Spitz. Rob, are you there?
Oh, Becky. Huh? You didn't tell me you were going to make me start off this show crying.
I know. We're all going to be crying here in about 5 minutes.
Golly. Hello, Becky. How are you?
Oh, Rob. Hi. Hi. Big hug. Great to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here. You know, little Becky. Who'd ever thought that 22 years later that we'd be doing a radio show.
Oh, Rob, isn't that
when we were in Happy Valley. Golly.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Well, for those that are listening tonight, I know we have some loyal listeners calling in from Oregon who know all of us very well. This is like a little family reunion tonight. When Cody hops on, it'll just be one more added to the group. Rob and our family go way back. He was part of the Christensen clan way, way back. And Rob is very special to me because I can honestly say in one of those moments, he was there for me when no one else was. So he's very special to me. So, Rob, for those of you those listeners that don't know a lot about you, would you just take a couple minutes and just give a little bit of history about yourself?
I was blessed. I lived overseas a bunch of my life. I lived in Australia and Hawaii. We're going back to Hawaii, but I have been there. Australia, Singapore, Puerto Rico, Thailand. My dad did heavy construction work as a kid. I got interested in rodeo in Australia, came back home and started high school rodeo in there in the Salinas Valley in California, and progressed from there to working rodeos for Cotton Rosser and Bob Cook, and went on to be very blessed by our father to win some world championships in the Wrangler Jeans bullfight and worked the National Finals Rodeo and worked the PBR Finals on 9 occasions. And I'm living proof that he's merciful and forgiving.
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? We all know that one, though, very, very well. All of us. I mean, you know, that's one thing I was thinking about, Rob, and that is that I think back to where we've been and where we are, and I just want to say hallelujah, amen, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I can honestly say that at 54 years old, I'm in more peace in my life than I've ever been. at any point in time.
Wow. Oh, and you found it. I mean, and we haven't talked in quite a while, but, I mean, you can see it all over your countenance and everything in your pictures, and you definitely have that peace about you. Going back a little bit, and, you know, this is me just trying to kind of refresh my memory. Before you got into bull riding, didn't you play baseball?
I played baseball in high school. My dream was to be a professional baseball player. I always wanted to play center field for the San Francisco Giants. Willie Mays was my idol. You know, growing up as a kid in the Bay Area, they're, you know, just south of San Francisco. So the 49ers and the Giants still to this day are my two teams of choice, even though that I live in the great state of Texas, and you can always tell a Texan, you just can't tell them much.
There you go. Isn't that the truth? Hey, I remember those days, you know, the 49ers, you know, that was a big deal on, you know, it truly was. And we used to have a lot of good fun at the ranch, you know, talking about these favorite NFL teams and everything. But Rob, I wanted to ask you, you started out riding bulls, and I understand that you know, you definitely had some issues with who was on the ground to protect you when you were trying to jump off of the back of one, and that's kind of how you kind of developed into your bullfighting. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I got on some back in high school, and I was sitting on the fence one day after I'd got off, and I kept getting after the guys that were out there back, you know, get up there, hit him on the head. And they just said, you know, if you think it's so easy, come out and try. Not that I did anything fantastic, but a couple misses and that adrenaline rush. And I was hooked, pardon the pun, but, you know, I fell in love with it. And I didn't want to play baseball anymore. I wanted to fight bulls.
Well, you've definitely left your mark, Rob, on the world of rodeo. I mean, just one of the greatest. And I'm just, you know, so proud to say, hey, we know Rob, and he is part of our family. We love you, Rob. And, again, thank you so much. I know that you have a lot going on in your life now. And when did you retire?
Well, I retired in 2006 after I broke my neck for the third time. And have had the opportunity to be doing some announcing at some great rodeos. I get to go home and go work the Molalla Buckaroo every year, and I work the rodeo in Klamath Falls for a good old bull riding friend, Jamie Berg. And so it gives me a couple good opportunities during the year to go back to the Northwest and see Sammy and Josie. And my mom's still in Sutherland, and, you know, I get to go up there and go see family.
And, you know, I was wondering that. I was going to ask you, because I know that your father did pass away, right?
Dad passed away 3 years ago, yes, ma'am.
That's what I thought. And I was wondering if your mom was still up there or not. And, you know, man, I don't know what I would do right now without Facebook, because we have all just kind of moseyed around the U.S. and kind of, you know, gone different places. Half my family is in Texas, and then, you know, I'm way up here in the North Pole. So it's nice to be able to connect in such a way that, you know, it's just a text or a phone call or a Facebook message away. And so I just feel like I'm closer to my family because of Facebook than I've been in a lot of times because of the technology. So there is some great things to it. Real quick, before we get any further, I'm going to bring Donna Lynn on. She did call in. Donna Lynn, are you there?
I am. I couldn't text you. I'm sorry. And I realized that, and I always set an alarm for this show, and my phone was dead. So that I just found out that alarms don't work when your phone is dead. Hi, Rob.
Donna Lynn Quintana. Come on now.
How are you? Another a transplant Oregonian, our Texas transplant. My gosh, there's three of us. We're all Oregonian transplants, aren't we? Yeah. Great. This is great. I'm glad. You know, I'm going to sit back and listen to you guys because I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
You know, I make jokes about Texans, but I'll tell you what. If I had to pick a state to live in, it would be right here.
Amen.
There's no doubt about it. You know, there's good people here. They'll give you the shirt off their back. I'm fixing in the process now to move down to South Texas, down below San Antonio, and as soon as Carla gets done teaching school. And we're really excited at the opportunities that are coming on down here, and that's just a lot of good people, and I love Texas.
Yeah, well, we do too.
you won't be too far away if you're going to South Texas. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling you, my heart is just calling me down there. It's just calling me down there. Oh, goodness. Well, real quick, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And we're about quarter of the hour, and we're going to do a station identification commercial break, and we will be right back with Ralph Smith.
ThorRadio.com. Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. ThorRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I know that we are blessed tonight with the guest that we have on the phone tonight. All of our co-hosts and guests tonight are in Southern Texas, and I know that they're enduring some really heavy weather right now. So if we drop them and they have to come back, you know, all good. We will make it work out. But tonight with me right now is my co-host, Becky Christensen, my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana, and I know Cody Kessler will be on in a little while. And we have been visiting with our special guest and family to me and to all of us, and that's five-time world champion bullfighter Rob Smith. Rob, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Well, first, before we get any further, I really want to tell you thank you so much. I felt, for the listeners, you know, bless his heart, he and my Aunt Vicky both are probably going on next to nil on their sleep right now, because I know Rob got up super early in the morning and was driving to Southern Texas. My Aunt Vicky was flying back from Mexico and had some flight delays, so by God's grace, we're all here. And I appreciate you guys for taking the time out of your day to be part of the show and continuing to make sure that it's brought on each and every week. So thank you. So, Rob, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, I just wanted to go back a little bit because, you know, I don't want us all to sit here and be in tears and cry and all those sorts of things. But for me, it's really important that the listeners really understand that, you know, Rob's, to me, is Uncle Rob. He was in our family for. I can't call you Rob. I don't feel right. So that's why I had to just get it out there. This is my Uncle Rob, and there was many years he stood in, and he was a father figure to me, and pretty much raised me. I pretty much lived with him. I would say, gosh, seventh, eighth, and going into ninth grade, and just some real. I guess you'd say, forming years of my life, and I really don't know that I would have made through those tough times that I was going through at that point without him in my life, so he's very close to my heart, and that's why I can't call him anything but Uncle Ross. So, but he has since moved to Texas, and he has a beautiful family, blended and otherwise, and I just wanted you to share a little bit about your family and what you've been doing, not just in Bull Riding, just in life in general.
Well, Carla teaches school. She just resigned after 10 years at Merkle the other day, and the very first job she came and interviewed at, down in Divine, Texas, which is 15 miles from where we're going to live between Poteet and Divine, they hired her right off the bat. So I've got a great wife that in June will be 21 years married and 22 years together, and I've got two stepdaughters, Corey, that is 34, and then Dylan that is 25, and then there's Sammy and Josie that are 30 and 25 that are in Oregon. So God got even with me for being a miserable young man. He put four girls in my life.
Oh, see, but I don't look at it that way. It's what I tell Jesse. You know, you have girls because God knew that you would be the right person for them in their life. And
Go ahead. I would be a liar to say that I never wanted a son, but there is not one of those four girls that I would trade for a boy.
Well, and you know, it's so funny because, I get a kick because I'll see some posts on your Facebook and I communicate quite a bit with Josie. She and I communicate on a pretty good regular basis via text and so forth. And she is one tough cookie. And I would put her in a match with any boy, and I bet you she could take him.
You match Josie Smith pound for pound against whatever you want to match, and they're going to the mat.
No kidding.
if Josie doesn't put them to the mat, little sister is coming after you.
Sammy's got
because Sammy, when it comes to her big sister, Sammy will give her everything.
Yep. Well, I like to say it's Clark Smith and it's part of that Christian from blood. I mean, they got some wanderingness running through their blood, that's for sure.
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, this is Vicki. I am just, you know, really excited about, you know, how life just completely, you know, God opens many doors for us and they're open, and so we just, you know, we just need to walk through them, and you certainly have done that, Rob. I know that your Facebook page is an inspiration, and I know there's not a day that goes by that I don't see on there where someone, you have a prayer, you're lifting someone up in prayer, and that's such a huge part of who you are, Rob. Tell us a little bit about how that came to pass, if you don't mind sharing that story with us, because that is it's just so much a part of who you are and about life and you know, God being a part of all of our lives. Donna Lynn, you know, can certainly attest to that too, Donna Lynn.
I know, and it's just amazing. I mean, I get sentimental when I'm around. We're so blessed that we have this subculture, but this group of people, especially Christian brothers, we all have Christian brother roots, and it's so, I just love it. But to think that we all in staggered dates all came to know the Lord intimately, and it just blesses me. But I love watching and reading your posts, Rob. They're so great, and thank you so much for the ministry that you do, and it's so neat too that you take a platform of being a 5-time world champion and turn it into a story of faith. So we thank you. We love you.
Well, golly, where do I start? I guess I start that Rob Smets was as miserable and a sorry son of a bitch as there was. And
love it.
I started finding peace. I tried filling the holes with everything that you're not supposed to, and did them wide open. I realized that I wasn't happy. And in 1994, after I won my fifth world championship in Vegas and thought that that was supposed to be the answer and found out that that wasn't it, that the gold buckles weren't the answers and the the dope and the alcohol and the infidelities and everything else weren't the answer, that it was time to, you know, make a change. And I got invited to a rodeo school Bible camp by Pastor Lynn Shaw up in Idaho and went up there, and I got saved at that event. Rope Myers talked, and I watched Rope Myers with tears of joy going down his face, and I knew that all of what I saw in Rope was what I had been searching for so long. And got saved that very day at the altar call. I was the first one on his knees. And it felt like they lifted a building off my shoulders. Did I ever make a mistake again? Oh, yeah. You know, there was only one perfect man, and that was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I was blessed to have Scott Mendez, the man that you keep talking about. Cody Custer has done more, as much or more for me than the only other person that's done that much for me as Cody Custer is a man named Max Evans in Cross Plains, Texas. And they have spoke volumes into my life. And God has been working. You know, I'm living proof that he's merciful and forgiving, but I'm also living proof that you don't have to worry about cleaning up. All you have to do is go to him, and he will take care of the cleaning up. And so with that opportunity that I got, I jumped on it, and I started on my Facebook page, and I would get some people to ask me about a prayer. And, you know, last June and July, there were 13,000 people on my Facebook page.
Wow.
And
my buddy
Duncan Dickinson, that's helped me with all my websites and all that, called up, and he this is going to sound terrible, but I'm going to go ahead and tell the story anyway. We made a joke, and he said, well, Flint Rasmussen's got more fans than you do, Rob Smets. And he goes, Flint Rasmussen's a clown. And we were joking about it. And I said, well, by golly, we got to do something about that. And the next thing you know, in a course of a couple of months, it jumps from 13,000 to 20,000 to 30 to 50 to 70 to 90 to we're over 106,000. Now, I want you to think about this. Rob Smets doesn't work the PBRs anymore. It's been almost eight years since I fought bulls at the PBR. We don't advertise Rob Smets. We don't. You know, I mean, it's not that I'm trying to draw people to that page, but that shows how many people are searching for our Father.
Yes.
And I believe that. And I believe that if the Father's job for me is to get up and type prayers for people and to post some prayers and share some prayers and say some prayers for people, that, you know what, as dirty a rotten guy as I was, if that's where he wants me, I'm all in. And I also realize that it is not by works that we get to save. So it doesn't matter how much I do. I can't work my way in there. But I do know that I have already repented, acknowledged that he died on the cross for me and rose and went to heaven, and have accepted his grace. And those are the three things that we have to do in order to have the opportunity at life everlasting. It's pretty simple. He's standing there with his arms wide open. We just got to be smart enough to turn to him.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? And, you know, Uncle Rob, what I'm curious to know, and for the listeners that are tuning in or will come in, because Blog Talk, just so you know, is archived. So once we're done with the show, people from all over the world can tune in. And so we have people that listen in from Greece. We have people listening from Canada, from Mexico. And, you know, you just never know who you're going to touch. And the question that I have is, in the time that since you've been saved, and, you know, just like you were talking about cleaning, you don't have to clean yourself up, what was it that
that the Lord really imparted to you when, because I think we all go through these phases where we just don't feel like we're good enough. Like, how could somebody want to love me and give and die on the cross for me? You know, what was that like? And then what would you tell someone, you know, just keep pressing in and you know, get that you are good enough?
Becky, I did so many things wrong that I didn't even like looking at myself in a mirror. You know, there were so many things that
since 1997
that I am embarrassed of, that I've put my family through, that you know, but the biggest pain I have is that I wasn't there to be the dad I should have been for Sammy and Josie. Now, don't get me wrong. I do feel that where I was with my relationship with your aunt, that we were toxic for each other. And the lady that I have that stands with me right now is the biggest blessing that's ever come in my life.
I get it.
You know, that's a touchy area, you know, obviously. But I didn't even like myself. And like I said, I like Rob Smith now. I like where I'm at, and I'm at peace where I'm at. And I call Cody Custer, and Cody and I joke, and we have good times, and, you know, and I'm all about it. And wherever God wants to send me, bring it on. You know, I'm all in, because I've made enough mistakes that, fortunately, I think that God let me get out there as far as I did so that I can go and share things with people that have been out there. That, you know, the toughest thing about anybody that's really had some trouble with dope or alcohol or the infidelities or anything else is that when somebody looks at you and says, I understand, but they've never been there. They don't understand. I guess maybe God let me get out there far enough to be able to say, I understand, because I do. And, you know, it's kind of like the one sheep. You know, there's 199 of us over here, but there's one out there, and if we can go and reach that one, that's what we're there for.
Well, amen. You know, Gaurav, I do understand where you're coming from, and it's so funny because I look back, and, you know, Donalyn made the comment earlier that how we've all come to know the Lord, and I remember, and I share this frequently, I remember at Brett's wedding, sitting in the travel trailer with Jim and Dixie Custer, Cody's parents. And we would talk about, you know, Jim was sharing with me, you know, how crazy times were when I was little and how wild the times were for his generation, dad's, yours, you know, Linda's, Vicky's, everybody's in that generation before me. And he just looked me in the eye, he's like, I don't understand it. All I know is God, you know, he said something like that. All I know is how God had his hand on our children. That all of us have come to know the saving grace and love and have accepted Christ as our Savior. How we are where we are today compared to where we were when you were little, and that you guys are being raised and growing in relationship with the Lord. It just, he was always in amazement of it. And I look back now, and I do too. I it's just because we all have seen so much or done so much. And I think it's exactly what you were saying, is it gives us the ability to look at someone and say, I get it, I understand.
There were many of us that can try and justify that it was the way it was in that age, but it still wasn't right. I can try and justify it all I want, but where I was in my life at that point in time was wrong. And the one thing I always end when I share at churches and stuff, you know, not end with, but that I try and express to people somewhere through a sermon, is if you have to look left or right to do anything other than cross the street or pull out in traffic before you do it, chances are pretty good you shouldn't be doing it.
Wow, that's a good way to put it, Rob.
Yeah.
And well, I looked left and right plenty.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I really believe that everything is for a purpose, and I really believe tonight is a special night, and I know that Maria is texting us, and we're not really going to take any commercial breaks. We only have a short time with Rob. Another 25 minutes. So, and there's been some technical difficulties, and you always know when the Lord is present and when His word's being shared, the enemy's going to try and come and attack and try and root that up because he doesn't want those messages to go out. So we're going to come against that, but we don't have. With the technical difficulties, we are not going to be able to go to commercial break, and I'm not sure if we have some listeners out there, but you can still press one and come into the host queue if you want to visit with Rob, but we're just going to keep on going. We'll wrap it up at the end, and I'll make sure that all our sponsors get mentioned again, and we love and appreciate you always, but at this point, if there are any listeners, go ahead and come on in and hit the one, and if, you know, when you want to come on, just unmute yourself and let us know you're there. So we're just going to keep on keeping on. And Vicki, Donna Lynn, you there? You want to add anything right now?
Yes, you know, I wanted to ask Rob, can we go forward? Can we go forward right now? With it? Are we?
Go right ahead, Donna Lynn.
I wanted
to ask Rob, can we go forward with what?
I just meant, can we go forward? I didn't know if we were doing a station break or a technical. Are we okay? We're good?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we're good. We just, we're not having any more commercials.
Well, I didn't know, Rob. I did not know that you were kind of raised in Australia. I did not know those ties in Australia. Where in Australia, because you know of our ties, where were you, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brisbane and Sydney.
A
year and a half in Brisbane and a year and a half in Sydney. My dad worked on the copper mines in New Guinea, West area,
mm-hmm.
and then he built the breakwater out in front of the Sydney airport.
Wow. And tell me, did you have a good time with Gary Lafue? With those great people are still buzzing about Rob's Mets in Australia.
We've been over there the past 2 years, Gary and I have, for schools there in Rocky. And they were great schools. You know, the one thing about the Aussies is, and it was this way when I was there 40 years ago as a student, you know, those guys lack no shortage of try. You want to see grit, you go to Australia, you'll find grit. Those guys are made of it.
They sure are, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. I bet you have such a fan base there now because people were just so thrilled that you came over there. You and Gary were just, in that industry or that subculture, you were quite the stars. I keep hearing about it still.
Well, we had a good time, you know, and being that we're speaking about the Father this past year, the first year I didn't do anything over there. And this past year we did the school, and I said, well, Sunday morning I'm going to do a cowboy church service. And they looked at me and they said, well, there won't be but maybe one or two guys there. I said, that's okay. That'll be fine. Well, that morning it started off. We started with five. And by the time the service was over, we had 17 guys there. And, you know, and let's face it, both of us know Donna Lynn and Vicki, you guys know Lafue very well. Lafue is a good man, but he's not a good – Lafue's into karma. Lafue's into karma. I don't believe Gary believes in the Father. So, they all come out there, and all of a sudden they see 17 guys standing there. You know, and I think maybe by now, because it's been 3 years, maybe Lafue's starting to listen a little.
I kind of have a sneaking suspicion that the Holy Spirit's tapping on his little shoulder a little bit, his and Sandy's. I do. I really do. Ever since
I've been tapping on him a bunch.
keep up the good work.
You know, I've never, as both, as all of y'all have known, I've never been one to be very quiet, so.
You go. You keep doing it. I think that they think I'm kind of a little Pollyanna that's just like, you know, it's just I'm kind of into it. But, you know, they don't understand really, you know, what it feels like to have a personal relationship and have the Holy Spirit lead our lives and the miracles and the amazing encounters that we have through, you know, this. It's not a part of a club. It's pretty exciting that so many people are coming to Christ. I'm sure they will soon.
And darling, but you know something else, the peace that comes with it. If everyone could just feel that peace and to know his grace.
Amen.
We are just so really blessed.
Oh,
you
yeah.
The one thing, but the one part of this, you know, before we do run out of time that I want to explain to some people. God the Father did not tell us he was going to make it easy for us, okay? And just because we get saved does not mean life turns into a bed of roses.
Okay? It becomes a bed of thorns, I think, first.
Because when we walk in the way of the devil, we do not realize how much of a pull he has on our lives because we're doing things in which he wants us to do. So therefore,
yes,
we don't realize the tug on our lives that he has because we're already pleasing him. But when we start to make the change and we repent and we ask Jesus Christ to become our Lord and Savior and to turn things over to him and that we acknowledge that he went to the cross for our sins and that he is risen, then it's by his grace we are saved. Well, to say that we're saved, that's good, and we are. After you do those three things, it happens. But to think that it's just all good from there and that there's no more opportunities to sin and that we never make no more mistakes, let me tell you again. you better tighten up your buckles and get ready because the fight is on. The devil don't just lay down. All of your friends that you ever did bad things with, well, they're all going to show up, and all the things that were might have been your addiction from drugs and alcohol to pornography to whatever it may be, big or small. Those things are going to get thrown at you a lot, and you're going to have to be. Yes, ma'am.
No, go ahead. You finish what you're saying.
Oh.
I'll hold my question.
I was going to say you've got to be able to realize where your weaknesses are. You've got to keep your guard up. You know, for those of it with alcohol or drug or different types of addictions, there's all types of good Al-Anon programs. You need to get there. You got to go get with like-minded people. The biggest thing that I got to say is once you have repented and you've asked for forgiveness and whatever you're dealing against, you cannot expect to go step back into the same circle of people that you have been running with and expect to change. You have got to get with a different group of people. You've got to get with some God-fearing people. You've got to get with some people that are doing things right, and you've got to step away. You're going to lose friends. If you want to seek it and you want to go through the narrow gate, you're going to lose friends.
Well, and Uncle Rob, what I was going to ask you is because, you know, anyone that knows you, and I watch a lot of the videos you're out there, and so many people have such high respect for you for the job that you did protecting them. And I know you have so much pride in that, and because I can still very vividly remember the burden that you took on that year when we were in Sisters and Lane Pat was killed at Cheyenne. I remember that like it was yesterday, what you went through. And that's just the strength that you have that you want to be out there and you want to protect all those guys that you're friends and your fellow cowboys. Transferring that over to your faith, what would you say to all those folks? Because, you know, for a woman, it's easier, I believe, in my opinion, to fall in love with the Father. It's easier for a woman to be in love with Christ because it's a natural, you know, male-female type, you know, that's what they in their minds, wrap it around. How do you transition that to your fellow, you know, friends and so forth as this tough man that you have always been to say, you know, what does it look like as a man to be in love with Christ?
I can tell guys that, you know what, where you're going isn't where you want to be. And the tough part of it is, obviously, is you feel that they're writing the book, you know. And I say,
yeah.
Guys, you're not even writing a paragraph in the book. I've been with some guys that have written the book, or you know, and then there was even a group before us. But to be able to try and tell them, you know what, it's not where you want to be, and hopefully we're able to save some of them. The Bible tells us, you know, there's a narrow gate and a wide gate, but there's only a few that are going through the narrow gate. He tells us that in the Bible.
Yep.
You know, that we're going to leave. Unfortunately, there's going to be many that aren't going to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gave us the freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And once, you know, it also says in the Bible that once you have been told about the Father, and once you learn about him, if you don't make the choice to go with him, well, shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Uncle Rob, I've got a special treat that I want to welcome two other people on the line. We have some guests. We have, and of course, if you guys aren't speaking, make sure you're muting yourself out because there is some background noise. But coming on the program right now is we have Cody Custer's here. Cody, are you there?
I am. How you doing, Becky?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad to hear your voice. And then we also have my dad, Bobby. Dad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bex.
So, Uncle Rob,
hello.
You have more family on the phone.
Hello, Bobby Christensen.
Hey, Rob. How are you, pal?
I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. I just wanted to say I've been listening to you, and God bless you. And we had some good times and bad times, but we had times, and we got through them, so... Keep up the good work.
You know, well, and the whole goal is that we come out the other side, and with a little bit of luck, we bring some of our friends with us.
You betcha, pal. You betcha. Cody, how are you?
I'm good, Bobby. How you been, buddy?
Well, good to hear your voice, and good to hear Rob's voice, and some old friends, and by golly, it's nice to listen to you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm actually going to, at this point, just because we have not been able to connect all of that. This is I'm just kind of choked up right now, and I'm just really loving this. So I'm going to ask Cody to visit with Rob for a little bit because I know they have some history and they go way back. So, you know, we have about 10 minutes left in the hour. So, Cody, what do you got to say about, I mean, you guys have spent a lot of time not just family-wise, but PBR-wise and everything else. And you really, Rob was sharing earlier that you were a big mentor to him. So what do you got to say about all this?
Well, here's my look at a lot of, you know, if you're talking about the Father and God's kingdom and all that stuff, he's good and pretty patient. And, you know, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times we don't realize how deep and how wide and how great his grace really is to us, and how he just, you know, I think even in the middle of the worst times of our lives, he's just sitting there going, that's my boy. He's getting there. He's getting it. Or that's my girl, you know. And so anyway, I spent a lot of time with Rob and you know, some of that time was in the arena, but a lot of that time was in motel rooms and talking and spending time, just getting to know him and just knowing who Rob is. Rob's the real deal, and you know, if anybody says anything about you, if they say you're the real deal, that's probably more important than anything. And so, I don't know. I can't really go into detail into that. Just knowing Rob's the real deal, and you got somebody that has got your back, and he always had my back when I was riding bulls. But even now, when I see him, it's a comfort to know that he's my friend and just who he is. And, you know, I don't know.
We've been through a lot, Cody Custer.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, when Bobby was on the line there, a lot of the times when I was a kid, I grew up, you know, we moved to Oregon when I was 11 years old, and we were there for 3 years, and so there was a lot of time up there that the years of really shaping my life was in the arena at the Christensen Brothers Rodeos and being around the livestock and the cowboys and all that stuff. So I learned a heck of a lot of stuff while I was up there in Oregon, and it's stuff that played out throughout my life, and still to this day I put a bid in on the junior rodeos over here, and there's 12 junior rodeos, and I got the bid on it. So I did my first rodeo as a stock contractor the other day. So
Cody, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, the great thing is you got a lot of people around you that if you ever need anything, you definitely just have to pick up the phone. I mean, gosh, that's the one thing that's beautiful about this. And I'm just sitting here visiting with all of you and visiting with keeping, you know, on task with Vicky and Maria. And, you know, it's an amazing thing right now because, you know, the whole point of this show is about, and that's why the opening song is what it is, because it's all about our roots and it's all about going back to what we know and taking what we knew then and bringing it into the relevance of today and who we are today and adding Christ in the mix of it. And I just feel like that little kid back on the ranch. I feel like I'm sitting at the ranch right now.
That's pretty sweet.
And of course, you know, we got Donna Lynn and all the girls and guys, and gosh, it's just, remember the rodeos in the barn, you know, with the buck and barrels, and there were some of us that were pretend bullfighters, some of us that were pretend rodeo queens. Jim Bob and Cody were on the buck and barrel. We had chaps. I mean, those were good times.
Cody was a rodeo queen?
Well.
Now, wait a minute.
I talked to a few rodeo queens, let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Becky, this is your Aunt Vicky, and I do remember that I got a lot of blame for, you know, several stitches, and I mean, I'm talking more than just a few, when you used to trick ride on the swing set in the yard. So I'm just telling you, I remember.
That's funny.
Well, so I do have a question. You know, it's fun reminiscing and being, I mean, I just have so much peace right now. I can't even explain the words that I have right now. So thank you guys for all coming on the show. But Uncle Rob, the question that I did have for you that I wanted to ask and put out there is, you know, when you went from the PRCA to the PBR, I know you've been retired for 8 years. I know Cody's been retired for some time. You know, you guys have seen a lot of change. I mean, there's been a lot that's transpired between when you first started and today. And do you think that there's a stronger movement because of what you guys, I mean, let's be real, there was a movement that started with the cowboy churches and all those things. And do you see that really being more relevant today than the other phase or the other rowdy and, you know, the rowdy bunch, or do you really see the hand of God moving in all these cowboys in just a different shift?
Cody, you want to start? You want me to start?
Go ahead, Rob. She asked you, buddy.
We got about 3 minutes, so you go ahead.
Okay, okay. I'm going to hustle through here. I think the greatest thing that ever happened to the sport of rodeo was the PBR. The PBR got blamed, you know, oh, they're going to ruin rodeo, taking all the bull riders. But the PBR showed the sport how to go get sponsors and how to have the greatest fans in the world. From that, guys that stood up like Cody Custer and Todd Pierce and Wiley Peterson and the Brotherhood of Guys, and people started seeing that it was okay to be a good guy. And people, you know, the other part of it, Becky, what we talked about, you've got to have peace. You know, and there's a lot of guys, your dad, me, you know, the things that we've done in our lives, we can finally be at peace.
Amen. Amen. And I just, you know, I just love where our family is and knowing that we're all going to be on the other side. It just gives me such hope and like you said, the peace. It's the peace that passes all understanding, and it's only from the Lord. So I'm going to, you know, we're, Uncle Rob, I could have you on for a whole other hour, 2 hours. We have so much to catch up on, and we've got about a minute and a half left. So I'm just going to say I love you. Thank you for being on. I'm going to take a step back and let Donalyn and Aunt Vicki and everyone on the line say what they want to say before we say goodbye to you. But I'm definitely going to ask you to come back on this fall if you have some time for us.
I would love to.
Awesome. I love you, Aunt Vicki, Donalyn, Cody. You guys take it away. We got about a minute to go.
Well, Bob, it's Vicki. Thank you so much. And again, Cody, my brother Bobby, Donalyn, Becky, Maria, what a blessing this program is. And thank you all for, having me here and being part of it. Rob, love to visit with you again. Take care. Cody, you take care. Give Stacy and the family my love.
Okay.
Donalyn, you there?
I just wanted to say one thing quickly is that, you know, thank you so much. Both Cody and Rob have been positioned in this Western world to be, influencers. So they've used their world championship to really be able to reach out to people. And I think it's just so important that we remember that God doesn't ask us to just, you know, he doesn't suggest when people become notable, he doesn't suggest that you know, he's saying, you know, he commands us to declare God. And so thank you so much for both of you. And it was so great visiting with you, Rob, and I wish we had another hour.
Thanks, Donalyn. I guess, Cody, I'm going to speak for both of us. I guess what I'd like to express before we do run out of time for anybody that's out there that might be listening, that our Father's standing there with arms wide open, and that you haven't got to go clean up. You haven't got to dress up. You haven't got to do anything different. What you've got to do is you've just got to come to him with your arms wide open. Repent of whatever sins you've been holding. Acknowledge that he died on the cross for our sins, and he's there waiting for you.
Amen.
I told a guy one time that the only thing the Father really wants is us to return his love. The love that he's given, he just wants us to return that back. And that's really just, as a daddy, I understand that. That's what we want out of our kids, and that's what
Amen.
The Father wants from us. So.
Amen.
Amen.
And on that note, I'm going to say goodnight, and we're going to close out with a little cowgirl logic. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Cody Custer.
Love
all of you guys, Dad, Cody.
One time we had to do some painting for television. Tiger and Colt were about 8 and 5, and we set them in the limbs of a tree in the front yard, and I stood underneath the tree to recite my spiel as they videoed it. Well, I'd get it pretty good, and we'd have to throw it out and redo it because Colt kept messing it up by making noise. After this happened a couple times, I threatened Colt within an inch of his life if he made one more sound. We started videoing again. This time it went without a hitch. But once we saw it, it was hilarious. Because what had happened was our pet coon that we had at the time, Rooster, had climbed up in the tree and set his eyes on attacking Colt Wrangler. I'm just rattling away, but it sounds like blah, 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 as Rooster slides down the limb above Colt and jumps smooth on that boy's head. Colt is trying his best to beat the coon off of his head and protect his ears while not giggling. And how the other two cameramen kept it together, I will never know.
They aired that clip for a year or more, and I don't think anyone ever heard a word I said. How could you? We were too busy watching what was happening behind the scenes to care about what was coming out of my mouth. This is exactly what happens when we say to our kids or to others, don't smoke while we're lighting one up. Don't drink while we're opening another brew. Don't sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend while we have our live-ins. Blah, blah, blah. I can't hear you. I'm too busy watching to hear anything you have to say. Nothing means anything if what we see doesn't back up what we say. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some cowgirl logic.
ForRadio.com.